T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get to headlines, but I will tell you what's going on with Mario Cristobal. So if you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, I mentioned John Canzano, who's a columnist at the Oregonian, which is Oregon's big newspaper. He tweeted out, "Source at Oregon confirms that the University of Oregon has a contract extension offer in front of Mario Cristobal. Quote, it's aggressive and in line with what we've seen this week. Ooh. Per the source, Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley dollars, I'm told. Now, if that's the case and Miami's making a run at him, now you're making a run at someone who's in the $90 to $100 million range.
Yeah, and Oregon got that money out there. Oregon is taking a preemptive strike on UM.
This is the way this stuff works, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, you froth at the mouth to be in a situation like this where it's no secret that someone wants your services and that they're willing to pay you for your services, because that puts the onus on your current employer to say, wait a second, I don't even want you talking to them. You know you're happy here.
Yeah.
You know you're happy. We love you. You love it here. How about $100 million?
But UM should sell, and not to downplay the money, they got to match this money, but they should sell coming back, coming to South Florida.
Sure.
Coming back home. You know, we dropped the ball that first time, but now we want to make it right and bring you back where you should be, turning this organization around. Like, now it's game. Now it's two dudes trying to get that one pretty girl, and they gotta come with their best.
So again, the Oregonian reporting that University of Oregon has a contract extension offer in front of Mario Cristobal, and again, per the source, quote, it's aggressive and in line with what we've seen this week, which would be Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley dollars. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Headlines and Alejandro Solana, who got a haircut for Art Basel tonight. Looking good, Solana.
Where?
Got a haircut. Looking good.
Oh, okay. He looks good. I don't need
tightened
it.
Up.
Yeah, I guess. Different strokes for different folks.
Looks good. Looks good to me, Solana.
You're hating on the cut, Crowder?
It's cool. It's a little Tyler Hero fade.
Looks good, man. Looks good to me.
Your little goatee wearing ass.
Like that, don't you? Don't be mad because you didn't grow this pretty. This is beautiful.
Yeah. It's raggedy. I don't know what that is.
Raggedy? Better than your goatee.
Abe Lincoln looks at that,
man,
and
this
goes, hey,
sweet,
man,
son.
Tighten that thing up. Abe Lincoln didn't even have a big shaver.
That's what the women like.
The Hockman and Crowder Show is sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines, they're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Crowder, let me know. The Panthers, they beat the Sabres 7-4. They host the Blues tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Okay. Is the Panthers game on 560 tomorrow, or has it – because the Heat don't play tomorrow, do they?
The Heat don't play tomorrow, but the
Hurricanes basketball team does.
Correct. They host Clemson at 12. That's a good question. I'll double check.
So is the Panthers game on 790? That would be my guess. My guess is you get Hurricanes basketball on 560 tomorrow, and you get Panthers hockey on 790.
We'll find out for you.
I'll double check that for
DM
you.
DM Solana on Instagram if you want the answer.
Don't. Please don't.
Man, listen, I just looked up Lincoln Riley's deal. Did you hear everything?
Mm-mm. Well, I heard that they bought his house at 10 times the market value, that he gets use of a private jet.
24/7 private jet use for his family, too, not just recruiting.
I mean, that's insane.
They're buying him a $6 million house in L.A. They bought his houses, and they bought his other houses for $500,000 over asking price, and it's a $110 million deal.
I mean, that's insane.
UM, you hear that? Got to come with it, baby.
I don't think UM has their own private jet.
Somebody does. One of them boosts. Somebody got a private jet, man. So there's too many planes leaving out of Opa-locka Airport. Somebody.
You're gonna you're gonna give it to Mario Cristobal. You can use this private jet. Doesn't matter if I want to use it or not. You can use it 24/7 whenever you need it.
Well, maybe call me. Give me a 2-week advance. Something. Just if Oregon's lining up with these numbers. Just UM got to know they got to come with some funk.
Bring the heat.
I have some answers for everybody, by the way.
Fantastic.
So, tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. on QAM, It is the Miami Hurricanes basketball game. The pregame show tips off at 11:30, and then tip-off is at 12.
Gotcha.
The SEC championship game will be carried after the Canes basketball game at 3:30. So the Panthers game will be on 790, as Hawk
so astutely predicted,
at 12:30. And then the Heat do play tomorrow in Milwaukee. It's an 8 p.m. tip. That game will be on 790 as well. Preheat begins at 6:45.
The Heat do play tomorrow.
They do.
Gotcha.
Also, I have some answers from the Miami Dolphins regarding Robert or Rob Hunt.
Oh, this is interesting. I talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour, that on the injury report, Robert Hunt is listed as Rob Hunt, and we thought maybe he has changed his name.
I texted somebody from the Dolphins, and I asked them, hey, random question, but has Robert Hunt changed his name? We've noticed.
If you're texting Jason Taylor, I mean, he's going to get annoyed with you.
We got a little group chat going.
I know you do. That's what I'm saying. If you're wasting Jason Taylor's time with this, you know, there's better ways for him to spend his day.
Me, JT, Joe.
Nope.
They don't respond, but we have a group chat.
Because you have JT's assistant's number. She can't text you back because she's not JT. Hey, JT, that annoying boy's texting again.
So, per the Miami Dolphins, he goes by both. And they write, I guess we kind of use them interchangeably.
Oh.
So there is no name change officially. He's just Rob or Robert or.
All right. Bob. Could be Bob. A lot of people call Roberts Bob.
Bobby.
So Bob Hunt is on the injury report for Sunday.
Just working my sources, guys.
All right. Good for you. Break news. We break news here.
That was big. Mm-hmm.
The Heat, they'll play the Pacers tonight, 7 p.m. in Indiana.
All right. We'll do 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
Dolphins, Giants, 1 p.m. Sunday. We'll see Bob.
Bob Hunt, maybe.
Daniel Jones, officially ruled out, so it's Mike Glennon.
Yeah. I'm neck.
He can't get away, guys. Get after him.
Finally, guys, I guess this only really applies to Crowder, because Hawk is lame and hasn't seen the movie, but the McAllister residence from the first Home Alone, Crowder.
Yeah.
It's going to be available through Airbnb.
What? I'd stay in Home Alone house.
Really?
Yeah, that's cool.
No. Yeah,
like as a kid, I know the whole house because he had a little trap set up everywhere.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
Yeah, I like old booby trap. Yeah.
Booby trap.
Isn't that what it's called, a booby trap?
Yeah, it is a booby trap.
Yeah, I like them booby traps. I used to set them when I was a kid.
How about this? These are some of the texts when Solana earlier, apropos of nothing, mentioned that he asks the employee at BK to cut his Whopper in half. Mm-hmm. I literally had never heard of such a thing.
It's ridiculous. That's why.
Sorry, Hawk. I'm with Solana on this one. A Whopper cut in half tastes a whole lot better. Now, I do believe, you know, that anything tastes better in a red basket, mm-hmm. that popcorn tastes better in a bag than a bucket. So I get, I like my pizza square cut. I think pizza tastes better when it's square cut instead of triangular.
Same ingredients, though, huh? But cut in half?
Well, this guy does it, too.
Why don't you cut it into fours or eights? Make it a little baby burger pizza.
Somebody says, why does Solana have so much trouble just eating normally? Somebody says, of course you cut your burger and sandwich in half. See, some people, they bring it to you. Now, maybe, would you have any leeway if he cut it himself? What if he got the Whopper and cut it himself when he sat down?
For what?
Well, I'm just saying, is that any better than asking the Burger King employee to cut it in half for you?
Yeah, that's better. Because it's just annoying to let this $8 hour person have to do that foolishness for you. But it's still silly to cut it in half. If you're in elementary school or if you're in Century Village, I'll let it go. But a grown-ass man, 27 years old, why do you just eat it?
You're concerned about the person cutting the sandwich they just made for me in half?
Yes, wasting their damn time. Move the line along.
Somebody texts in, you're mentally unstable if you're asking BK to cut your burger in half.
Yeah, that's rational.
Someone wants to know, did Solana's parents cut the crust off your PB&J?
No, because guaranteed. I love crust.
Right, I love the crust too. I don't understand these kids that don't want to eat the crust.
My damn daughter.
Doesn't like the crust?
Nope.
Get her the Uncrustables.
No, she'll sit and peel the crust off by herself. She's not eating no crust.
Oh, maybe it's just a project.
You might have my plant with my hard-earned food.
Somebody texts in, get over yourself, Hawk. I've been having my Whopper cut in half for the last 30 years. It's the only way to enjoy the Whopper. Telling you, it's not like I thought I thought he was the only person. I never heard of such a thing.
It's too big?
Is that what it is? Like, if you just got a burger at BK, would you ask him to cut it in half?
Probably not. I think the Whopper is probably the sandwich that I do it with the most. But I've asked for other burgers to be cut in half. But you just have to think about it this way. You're going to eat a hamburger and you want to have the most like symmetrical bite radius for every single bite. If I cut it in half, now I'm getting all the textures, all the juices, everything in as many bites as I possibly can. But if you don't cut it in half, you're really just getting bun first in almost every single bite.
He brings up some good points there.
That's ridiculous.
He does bring up some good points.
So he wants to eat it from the inside out? So you want your bun bites to be later?
Symmetrically.
Doesn't make any sense.
Symmetrically, he's right. But then there's this text. Are you in effing kindergarten?
I'm with him or her.
Somebody says, I bet Crowder is salivating talking about meat.
Not really.
Yeah, you are.
No, I don't let that go now. I'm going to change my palate. Give me some eggplant. Oh, my goodness. Broccolini? Heavy
Solana
stuff.
Preach, someone says. I'm very surprised that there are a lot of people that cut their Whopper in half.
It's that acute bite angle you're getting when you cut it in half.
It makes some sense there, the acute bite angle.
It doesn't make sense at all.
A little bit. You guys are tripping. I'm with Solana. I cut all sandwiches in half. See, I don't believe in cutting sandwiches in half. And to be quite honest, if I had my choice at Publix, Wawa, I get a 12-inch sub, I don't even want that cut in half. I just want to eat the sandwich.
Yes, one into the other.
I just want to eat the sandwich.
You don't cut a 12-inch sandwich in half?
I do because that's how it comes. So I'm not going to ask for it differently than the way it comes. But if I bought a sub roll and made myself, a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cut it.
So
that's true. If you make your own sub at home, you still cut them?
Right. Buy a 12-inch sub roll or an 8-inch sub roll.
Of course. I'm not joking. I cut every sub in half. What about when you go to a restaurant and you order a burger? You know, like a nice restaurant. You order a burger. They bring a knife right in the middle
like
of the burger.
Said,
what do you do?
If they serve it in half, I'll eat it in half. Sometimes Houston's will cut the burger in half. It's very large. But Now, if they have the knife in it, it's to hold it
to
together.
Hold it, yeah.
It's not for you to cut it.
It could hold it together with a toothpick. No, they put the knife there
so
you can cut it in
a big-ass burger. Toothpick?
They put a knife in it to show you just how big this burger is. Tucker Dukes did that.
Yeah.
A toothpick, you could do that with a club sandwich on a piece of toast.
I cut my Hockman burger in half at Tucker Dukes.
But that's fine if it comes cut in half. But, you know, if a sandwich comes with a big knife in the middle, they're not asking you to cut it for them. If they wanted you to cut it, they'd have cut it already. They're showing you how large the sandwich is by saying this can only be held together with a sharp knife.
I'm not certain you're correct about that. And I'm not even doing a bit here. I think they put the knife in there because they expect you to cut this large sandwich.
Well, why
in
wouldn't
half?
They just cut it for you?
Yeah.
Why would they give you the instrument to cut it instead of just cutting it?
I guess we have to go based off Crowder's rationale here. They don't have time to do that. Move along. Just put the knife in.
Get
move
it
along.
Going. You want to put in there a spoon?
But the only time that you get a big knife through it is at a nice restaurant. So they don't usually have a problem giving you the sandwich the way they want it. Like,
he's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right.
I'm with the kindergarten texter guy.
Very surprised.
Children and
very
old
people.
Very
surprised that people do this. All right, 15 minutes of heat. Oh, you got to do weather and stuff? You have anything else?
I didn't do weather yet.
I don't think so. Who?
From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, called 24/7, 866-954. More, it's a beautiful day in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 70s. That's your weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.